Alright, what's going on? Hopefully you guys are not melting in this fucking heat. We are the Trophy Husbands. I'm Marcus.
I'm Luke.
I'm Steve.
And I am Nick, and it has been, what, 2-3 weeks now, guys, that we've had everyone back in and together and going?
It's been a month for me.
Yeah, you've been out.
Yeah.
Been MIA for a while.
And then, due to technical difficulties, we did not have an episode last week.
That's right.
Yeah.
Last week, I actually... Steve, Marcus, and Luke were all unavailable. I actually went to Hookah Lounge with Liz and Will, who were on the previous episode, and tried to record an episode on my phone. And actually, so for future reference, guys, if we can find a semi-quiet place, my phone actually works really well for recording. I just happened to have it a little too close to the hookah, so it was like you'd hear us talking,
bubbles.
And then you'd hear... for, like... 10 seconds, and then you'd hear us talking, so I was like, nope, can't use that.
The listeners are like, yeah, sure, it was a hookah bar.
Yeah, right.
Bar rips for the next hour straight.
Bro, I got DMT, who's trying to go to bars? So there was that, and then the other episode, we had
a backup episode
and
that
then,
Steve, Marcus, and I recorded
yeah.
2 or 3 weeks back, and I edited out all of what I had, actually, I was listening to it, editing it out, but then at around, like, 40 minutes or so, it just cuts off. Like, we don't have the ending, and I don't know what happened to that. So, if you guys want, we could put it up and, like, put out a fake ending and be like, and that's it! But it cut mid-conversation. It was really weird.
So, we're gonna put up that episode, and you guys are gonna write your own fan fiction, and then you're gonna send it
hear
to us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it continue our conversation for us, and if the best one wins, we'll reenact it.
No, we won't, because it's going to be some fucking weird shit.
I'm not touching any of you guys. Sorry.
And then Luke reached over and gently caressed Steve's thigh.
Oh, my God.
Well, for that, he'd be like, and then Luke came into the room and gently caressed Steve's thigh.
He entered ever so dramatically. The gaze in his eyes peered straight into Steve's soul. He knew the hand was coming for the thigh. And that he'd be coming for Steve.
Sounds like Luke's put some thought into this.
No, I'm just eloquent as fuck.
You're talking to the theater major.
That's true enough.
Yeah.
Alright, so let's jump into it, guys, how we always do. How was everyone's past Friday? By the way, folks, we're recording on a Sunday here.
Yeah, but wait, before we get into that, just the episodes, like, not working, it reminded me of when somebody has they get a flat, and they're just like, all right, use your spare. And then they pull out the spare, and the spare's flat as well. It's like,
that's
well,
about it.
All right.
It's like, we try to be prepared. We try to make sure this doesn't happen, but it happens.
Yeah, shit happens.
Yeah. Friday, I went to Harrisburg with Eric, Frank, Shannon, and then their friend Melissa. And it was all right.
What'd you guys do?
Just like hit a couple bars. Yeah.
Off Second Street.
Yeah. Good on Second Street. And I was done by like 1 a.m. Because, you know, it's Harrisburg. It's packed as fuck.
Oh, yeah. Because it's first Friday, too.
Yeah, it's first Friday as well. And it's packed and it's nice. There's people everywhere.
It was actually really nice out Friday. It wasn't like that super hot, humid weather like we've had. And, I mean, even today, in comparison to how we have had, it's not humid. Like, it's a little humid, but it's definitely warm.
It's that fall starting to creep in.
Exactly. Well, actually, I think it's supposed to kick back in Tuesday, like, the super humidity again. So, I'd be okay with fall creeping in, but I don't think we're getting there just yet.
We got, like, another month.
Yeah. For my Friday, nothing too terribly fun or exciting. I actually went out to First Friday York on my own, because Steve was busy. He went to see Suicide Squad with Maggie. Marcus, as he said, was in Harrisburg. Luke's Maryland. And so I went out, and everyone else was busy. So there was basically a taste testing thing for a new brewery that's going to be opening up here in this month, I believe it is, here in New York, called Collusion. And they were just giving out samples and whatnot of all their stuff. And literally what it was is, like, I went to the brewery, and they were doing it out in the alleyway. Like, it's not even like you were inside. They're just like, they had their garage door open where you could actually see, like, the brewery itself, like all the kegs and all that kind of stuff, which was kind of cool. But then it was just like, yeah, people are just chilling out in their alleyway. Some people had set up a few games over to the side. And so there was that. I was hanging out, met up with some friends who just happened to be there that I hadn't seen in a while, and chilled and chatted with them. ended up walking around with the one guy for a while. Just went through pretty much like first Friday stuff. We got our plans for next Friday, at least in part. I got free tickets to a Revs game.
Fuck yeah.
Because I was walking down and these girls came up to me and they're just like, oh, hey, you guys want free Revs tickets? And I'm like, how many can I get? And they're like, well, we...
Best capitalist question ever.
Exactly. Well, they're just like, well, we can't give you like 50, but how many do you want? I'm like, how about 8? And they go, oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's still a large number.
It is, for free tickets, yeah. Yeah.
Like, wow. So it's not like they're hurting. It's not like, what, like they give out these 8 tickets and like, well, the stadium's full now.
Yeah. No, I obviously, if they're going around handing them out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I got 8 free Revs tickets, which is awesome. So yeah, everyone, want to go to a Revs game? But so yeah, like, and then Alex came down and we chilled and we went and grabbed dinner down at Bravino's, which was good. Like that was fun. And that was about my night. Like, I was back in and chilling by about, like, 11:30 or 12.
Bravino's, you mean the best pizza in York?
Yeah, We're gonna get to that.
That really upsets me.
If you could see Steve's face, he looks like that stern teacher where he looked right at Nick. And it's like that teacher look when
wrong.
Your teacher catches you doing something you're not supposed to be doing, but you don't see it yet. And he's looking at you like, you're fucking better than this. What the hell are you doing?
But, so yeah, that was my Friday. How about you, Luke, Steve?
Atlantic City was my weekend, which the place is absolutely debaucherous.
So perfect fit for you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fit right in. Got there about, I guess, 8 o'clock Friday night. Some, like, people I went to Firefly from, Kelsey, Sam, Rocco, a lot of other people. And so there's 8 of us in this hotel room, which is actually pretty nice. You go in... We live into the living room, 2 love seats, TV, and you go around the corner, bathroom, a big mirror, and then 2 giant beds. So we had 8 of us in there. I actually got to sleep in a bed the first night, which is great. But we were all like, Friday night, we were pretty much those kids, like, we overhyped it so much that we didn't go out until like 11:30 that night. And we went to one club, danced for a bit, and went and got food. And after we ate food, we just all went to a food coma. And we're absolutely exhausted. Went to bed probably about 2 o'clock, and just slept till probably about 8. Went to the beach. Saturday night, on the other hand, was more interesting. So we had 4 other people come for the night as well, and we all went to this really fancy nightclub, which was like a $25 cover. I think it's called Providence. Providence at the Tropicana, sponsor us. Shout out. Free shout out.
Yeah.
I know you've got it. You took a $25 cover from all of us. It's like,
just to get behind the curtain, like the fucking wizard was there. Yeah.
But it was a really grand old time because we were just dancing and stuff. It was super nice in there too. So then we all just kind of headed out. We're doing a bunch of like random shit. Like, went back to the hotel room, hung out. Wandered around Atlantic City, went to the boardwalk, went to the beach at like 4 a.m. Anyway, so I was the last one up as usual. It's like 6 a.m. And I'm trying to think. I'm going to cover so I don't actually reveal his name. We'll say his name is Bobby. We have this friend named Bobby who, when we went to Firefly, just got lost everywhere. Like, we all go in together and he just disappear. And we try to get a hold of him, doesn't text back, doesn't call back. And there's like, fuck, typical Bobby.
Oh, so, Bobby. No, but what's Bobby. Funny is I have a friend that's, his real name is Bobby.
And he does
I have
that?
Like, no, I just have Bobby stories. Like, Bobby stories. Oh my God, I have to tell you guys. Go on.
So, he does the same thing. We all go to the nightclub, and then probably half hour later, he's gone. Jesus Christ. So, I'm about to fall asleep. It's like 6 a.m., I was saying. And I just bang, 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 bang on the door. Fuck. It's like, oh shit, what do? Who do we piss off? The mob's coming for us in Atlantic City.
That Atlantic City mob, yep. Man, it's known.
Right, they're coming for us.
You're fucked.
It's 4 hotel security people, and Bobby's standing in the middle of like 2 and 2, and I don't see them at first. So I was like, see him, because he's a shorter dude. And I was like, do you know, they're like, do you know this guy? It's like, they what? And then, they move out of the way. And it's Bobby, and he's swaying back and forth, absolutely obliterated, laughing his ass off, and not answering any of us. Just like, yeah, he's with us. I'll take him. Thanks, guys. And I try to ask, like, where did you go? And then he just, like, he darted around the corner. I think he collapsed on, like, the edge of a bed and was just done. I was like, all right, that's how the weekend ends. So it was a pretty great time.
So then, Steve, you didn't get to say about your Friday. You do anything interesting Friday before we jump into the Saturday for the rest of us?
I always saw Suicide Squad. That was about it.
Okay.
Not as bad as reviews. Fuck you, Rotten Tomatoes.
I feel like we were saying this before with Batman vs. Superman, but I know you said Suicide Squad's better. I haven't gotten to see it yet.
I mean, I won't give any spoilers, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. Did you hear about the fans were making a petition to shut down
Rotten Tomatoes?
Like,
yeah.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
I saw that on Reddit, and it was like the picture of the old lady. It's like, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
Exactly.
So then for my Saturday, I actually ended up being up in Hershey Park for majority of the day because Alex just got done working there because she's starting a new job next Monday, I think it is. And, but as kind of like parting gift or something, they gave her 2 free tickets to the park. Yeah, so my Saturday afternoon and into the evening was pretty much just spent chilling at Hershey Park, riding the rides, which is all good and everything. I still absolutely love their one ride, Sky Rush. I don't know if any of
is
you guys
knew
it. It's in like the last 3 or 4 years kind of thing. It's crazy ride where like you just go up, 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 up. And if you're sitting in like the front like 2 or 3 rows, like you see it coming. And you like you see the hill coming up, and like you know how you can normally see track in front of you before the drop.
Yeah.
Like this one's just like there's no track in
where
front.
Are
we like, where are we going? Like, are we just about to drop to our deaths? But
I think the hill actually like dips in. And
I think
goes,
it
oh
might.
God. So you can't. So it's kind of like.
Yeah, and I mean like
almost
the,
like an S curve.
The drop is so crazy. Like it's not like a 90-degree drop, but it has to be like a 75 or 80-degree drop.
It just goes in. I don't know if I'd like. I love roller coasters.
It's fun.
It's a good time.
Well, I saw a couple rides that were spinning rides, and I just started thinking of you and Marcus.
No, fuck that.
It's like, you know, do they still have those flying falcon things at Hershey?
Yeah,
are awesome. Those are fun because you're like up in the air, and like, oh, I can see everything.
But
you eat 2 crappy Pop-Tarts and you go to court.
Everyone shits on you. I blame Lizzie. If you're listening, Lizzie, it's your fault. But then later on, we got back to town, and then we ended up going over to Murph's, met up with Marcus, Libby, and Sam, and we just chilled there for a little bit until we had to be up early today because we're going up to a whole family picnic thing for Alex's grandmother's birthday. And so we had to be up early, and she was getting tired. I was still ready to go, but so we left around like 11 or 11:30. Marcus, I guess you can pick up from there and say about how your Saturday went.
it was, so I'm sitting there, and I see our one friend that graduated last semester. She's up and she's visiting. So I shoot a Snapchat to her roommate, which I met, like, we're all cool. So they have this, like, inside joke thing, so I just sent them a Snapchat quick, and then she's just like, where are you? And I'm like, I'm at Maris. And just like, oh my gosh, come over, like, come visit. So I go over there, and I get there, and they're not even there, and a couple other people...
Come visit us, we're leaving!
Yeah, a couple other people that I knew were outside of their house just playing cornhole, so I was hanging out with them playing cornhole, and they were all engineers. And they're just like, yeah, we're going to this engineer party. You want to come? And I'm like, all right, fuck it. We just won in cornhole. Why not? Yeah. And then so they go drop off cornhole, come back with fireworks. Like,
this took a turn.
So they had the ones where you're supposed to, like, light them, put them on the ground, and they spin and, like, go up and pop.
Yeah,
they couldn't figure out how to do it. Like, they got one to actually elevate, but the other ones kept getting stuck on the ground in the grass and shit. So they'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
Boom. And then they had like mortars and fucking Roman candles and shit. So they lit the mortars off the house. Like they got on the roof and lit them. and it's like 1 a.m. and then the one kid, Duffy, he's just like, come on, let's have a wizard battle. He's fucked
wizard
up.
Wizard battle.
Yeah, wizard battle is when
we're
you
playing
take...
Harry Potter.
Yeah, one, each of you has a Roman candle, you both light it, and you try and shoot
you've
the fucking
You've gotta be
spot.
Shitting me.
You've never heard of
no.
this shit?
No!
Oh my god! Oh
SMRT.
My god.
So it's like, and the one kid's just like, I can't remember his name. And I feel like a shitty person because I've met him a couple times and he's a cool kid. But I'm just like, let's have a wizard battle. And Duffy's all about it. He's drunk, he's trying to convince everybody because he has his like 8-pack of Roman candles. He's just like, he's
do it.
Like somebody's just like, yeah, we could light them. And Duffy just charges him. He's like, or we could just be cool and have a wizard battle.
Then, whatever, guys.
Like yeah. I mean,
I'm just throwing it out.
He's
like,
don't
be a pussy. Like, come on.
Yeah, pretty much. And their father's just like, all right, sure. So they don't do it in the middle of the street. They do it in the middle of the sidewalk. While, like, there's,
God.
Like, people, like,
yeah,
right there, saying. Just, like, and so, it's fucking hilarious to see them bobbing and weaving, and there's fucking sparks going, and everyone's just like, this is a great way to lose an eye, like, this is...
Wow.
Great spectator sport.
Oh, it's awesome! If I wasn't close to the action, I would've just been like, give them more Roman candles!
It sounds like it's, like, one of those things I would
dual wield!
Watch. And yeah. Then never partake in myself.
Like, tape two Roman candles together... And then light one fuse, and now you have a Roman candle shotgun.
Oh my god.
But yeah, that was fucking fun. That's it was sick. Just like cornhole and fireworks, and I mean, they had beer, but I just didn't give a shit, so it's like, whatever. And then I went back, and we went over to Libby and Tom's afterwards, and we were just sitting around telling stories from yesteryear.
The good old days.
Which we're going to make more of in about 2 weeks here.
So then, Steve, how was your Saturday?
I don't know. Really, nothing happened.
You went down to Baltimore, right?
Yeah, that was about it. But it's like boring shit. Just like went out to the bar for a little bit, then came
back.
Did you
go to Travis? Or...
Yeah.
Go to Rockwell?
No, we did not go to the Rockwell.
Really?
Well, that's the most interesting part.
Was it just
the diddler still afoot?
I think Brian's at Moonrise.
Yeah, him and Koenig.
He came out for a little bit.
Okay.
So not bad weekend by the sounds of it for us all.
I'm going to sleep all day tomorrow. But...
What a luxury.
Yeah. So, over this past week, I've been house/dog sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And it just only reinforces the fact that I don't want pets. Like, it's just... Because here's the thing.
There's
like,
all the crappy parts.
Yeah. So there's that. And then there was just one day. So it was like my friend's family. And one of them didn't go. But she has, like, her schedule was kind of hectic. So she couldn't really watch them. So I was watching them. No big deal. They're not bad dogs. But she came over and her and I hung out. And she got us pizza. And I was like, all right,
nice,
cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, can't complain then.
Yeah, yep. And then, so she got us pizza, and it was, like, one of those, she's just like, well, I'm buying, so let's, like, load this motherfucker, and she's like, I want this, and I want that, and it was, like, barbecue chicken, pineapple onion pizza, and it was actually really fucking good.
I've had that before. It is good. Like, it doesn't sound as good as it actually is.
No, but here's the thing. So I eat, like, 3 slices of that, and then we're up to, like, 12, just chit-chatting. And then her boyfriend comes over, and we're all friends, so we're all hanging out. And then they leave. And then the next morning, I wake up, and I feel like I have the spawn of Satan sitting inside of me. Like, it was bad. And it was, like, I had to go and relieve myself, obviously, like, 4 a.m, and it hurt like hell. But it was one of those moments where it was just like, I can't call in sick from watching dogs. Like, that's not how this works.
So, going back to what Steve was saying earlier and how he was so upset with me for Bruvino, recently there came out a list of 2016 Best of York winners, in which essentially they give, like, random, like, oh, this is the best this restaurant, this is the best that restaurant around, and I'm just going to read off a couple of these. First, Best Asian Restaurant, Viet Thai Market Street Cafe.
That one I agree with.
Very good. That one's the one right off here.
The next one.
Yeah.
Best Barbecue, Baron Von Schwein.
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, man.
I like their stuff, but it's okay, expensive.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when what was it? Eric played there.
Yeah.
On the first Fridays. And I didn't eat dinner. It's like, I'll get some food. What's this place like? You get, well, I got the cheapest thing on the menu, which was pork tacos. And they're these two little tiny soft shell tacos with like a dibble dabble of pork in each of them. And then I got a side, like a scoop of mac and cheese, like an ice cream scoop full. And
it was like
a bottle of water. It was almost $12. It's like, how the fuck? Like,
that's crazy.
Now I'm going to McDonald's and spend the same money and then die.
Oh, actually, though, just saying, barbecue. I had an interesting breakfast yesterday. Alex and I went over to the market, and one of the stands in the back, it's a barbecue stand in the back, does breakfast stuff, and I ended up getting a pulled pork omelet.
Ooh.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Like pulled pork, like onions, peppers, pulled pork. You could have mushrooms added. I'm not a mushroom guy, so I didn't. But I was just like, let's see how this is. Greasy as all hell. Great, though. Very, very good. But anyway, just going along the list here, then best bar food and best brunch and best business lunch spot and best casual date spot. And let's see, was there any of the other ones? Not that I'm seeing off here. All won by the White Rose.
Which...
I mean, I
always enjoy myself there.
Yeah, White Rose is always solid.
Yeah, you can't really get wrong.
So. Best burger, Roosevelt Tavern. I can't say I've ever tried the burgers at the Roosevelt Tavern. I've been in there a couple times, but... I've
never tried them either.
I just think, but there's so many, like, things on here that's like, what's the competition? Like,
exactly.
Best local sports teams, the York Revolution. Which, like we were saying, we have fun at those kind of games.
But is there another one?
But, like, what other teams are there?
It's just like when you have to give somebody an award and you just make up your own, you're just like, I can see Luke, like, in fifth grade. It's like, so, Luke, do you make your friendship awards? Yeah, but I have to get the first one to the best person named Luke in the room.
Me?
What's up? Fuck y'all.
I feel like really good to be like, best tallest person in the class.
Still me.
Then there's like best donuts taken by our local donut place, Maple Donuts. Best grocery store I found was like a weird
that
one.
That one bothered me.
Yeah.
It's like, really well, I mean, the thing is though, is in York you do have a fair selection, especially if you take into all like the small independently owned grocery stores and whatnot. Like, you could go with like your Giant, your Wise, your Walmart, like, those are kind of, like,
Food
the three
line,
big
Target.
Ones. Yeah, but then you have, like, all the smaller ones, like Amelia's and that kind of
There's
thing.
There's, like, Aldi and Price, right?
Yeah. So I can kind of understand where that one came in, but at the same time, it's just like, really? It's best grocery store?
But they're, like... Is it the Giant, like off Carlisle? That place is scary.
dude, you should have seen their old one before they moved there.
Oh, Jesus.
Best place for STI testing. Planned Parenthood.
If Donald Trump becomes president, it won't be anymore.
Gotta roll that dice. No herbly derblies. Fingers crossed.
God. But getting down into it, though, the one that Steve had such an argument with, best pizza, Bruvino.
I don't think it is. I think Di Carlo's is the best, but...
Mm-hmm.
Di Carlo's not bad.
I like Vito's, honestly.
I've always driven by there. Vito's pizza and beer, like...
Vito's is solid. I really think, and maybe it's just because I've been going there so often lately, I really like John's. John's is solid.
John's
pizza.
Is really good. John's is very good.
Where's
as well.
That? Where's John's?
It's... Well, I've been going there for, like, the last couple Sundays, because they have this great deal on Sundays where you can get a large cheese pizza and a dozen wings for $16.
Can you dig it?
I can. Exactly.
Warriors!
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 Warrior on this motherfucking pizza.
Hey! But
shank it to death. Put it on my face.
Best wings? Arugo's Grill?
That's dicks for dicks right there. Fuck that.
I think so too. I'm just like, there are so many better wing places
than
Arugos.
Dude, the fucking Vault has amazing wings.
Yeah.
Even Holy Hound does really good wings. Mm.
Holy Hound,
I don't know if they still do
that. Well, you know, it's probably like one of those things.
No, they do a great thing on on Mondays.
Mail in your store or restaurant.
You can get their wings half off on Mondays.
Oh.
All Monday.
Yeah, it used to be 25 cent Mondays.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, like, fucking Arugas. Really? Really?
So let's go into
who got a fucking toothy ass blowjob to put Arugas on the fucking list? That's what I want to know.
Close second was probably Buffalo Wild Wings.
Like the most generic of the generic.
Exactly.
You know, Buffalo Wild Wings is probably like really butthurt. Just like, this is all that we're supposed to do, guys, and we can't get this right.
Third year we've been snubbed, bro. We kind of burned the competition down.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
All right, that's it. Whoever the voters are, or like the council that decides this, just start sending them free wings every single day of the year.
I mean, I do dig Buffalo Wild Wings every now and then.
But I don't really think their wings are that good.
It's like Tyson chicken nuggets with sauce on them.
Exactly.
And they're so expensive.
They are
fucking expensive.
Either. Yeah.
Alright, so then probably going into, even though we're just able to argue that whole bit, probably going into a decently more arguable or more up our street of knowing. The sip section. Best brewery, Liquid Hero Brewery.
I can dig that.
I can dig that, but it might be changing here. Like I said, Collusion is opening up soon. Mudhook,
they don't have many options.
Yeah.
Mudhook doesn't have many options, but Mudhook has really good food.
The food is fantastic.
Yes, I do love their food.
Fish fry.
I honestly think, as far as like how they had like the best dating, the best casual, a lot of people don't know Mudhook as well as they know White Rose, but Mudhook would be a very strong contender.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mudhook is low-key fantastic.
With me, I've had it where I've been going out today, and like we're like, yeah, let's do the White Rose, and then like White Rose is just packed, jam full, and I'm like, all right, let's go to Mudhook, and my date's like, where's that? I'm like, right up here. I mean, it's really tucked away.
Yeah.
But best cocktails, Otto's Kitchen and Cocktails.
More upscale, right?
It is. Yeah. It's more expensive. It was actually the only bar that was open during the snowstorm this past year. Like, it opened up on Saturday. Everything else was closed down here. So basically, all the townies and everything who could walk to Otto's. Mm-hmm. When I was walking to your place that night, like I went up George because obviously that's the easiest way to go, and that place was jammed.
Jesus Christ.
But
Green Bean.
I can agree with this one. Best coffee shop, the Green Bean. I go there all the time. It's about a block and a half away from my place, but I absolutely love their coffee. I take my coffee black. And I get like the cool thing with them is they do in-house roasting. Mm-hmm. Like they do their own blends, their own roast, all that kind of stuff. And so I normally go outside the box every once in a while, but I normally get like just their green bean roast, and that black is just phenomenal. Like it tastes really good with no sugar or cream, anything. But then I can definitely agree with this one. Best craft beer spot, Holy Hound.
Yes.
Hands down.
Best happy hour spot, White Rose, which I also agree with. That is a phenomenal place to go for happy hour.
$5 fish bowls or something like that?
Well, those are specials on like Thursdays or something like that. But it's basically during happy hour, everything, all their drinks are like half off.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like I was telling, I think it's maybe you, Marcus, or somebody the other day. I went down there on a Monday where they have steak and fries for $9.99. Like that's their special all Monday. And it's a good sized steak, and they give you a lot of fries too. So I'm like, awesome.
That's the thing, White Rose. It's not too incredibly expensive, and they definitely don't jip you on portions.
Yeah, well,
hell
I went.
No.
Yeah,
I went out there for it though during happy hour, and I got like four or five drinks. Like two or three of them were just like rum and cokes kind of thing. So I was feeling pretty good because like the bartender knew me, so they're giving me a little extra on it too. Right. And plus the $9.99 for the steak and fries plus my drinks, my total tab was like $18. Nice. So can't beat that.
Nick, you have been like fucking crusading.
Oh, that's because it's so phenomenal, dude. It was so good.
You're like that guy in the corner and you're handing out their menus like, let me tell you about the steak and fries.
Sir. Hello, sir.
It's funny because I've only done it once, but I loved it.
their burgers are good as well.
Yeah,
especially
they are.
On Sundays.
Yeah.
Half-off burgers.
Yeah, half-off burgers.
Chesapeake burger.
Steve's input.
I like that and the White Rose burger.
Those are close contenders for me. Which was the White Rose burger?
It's a burger with pulled pork on the top and nacho cheese.
That
was really good.
But best
crabs, crab dip on a burger. It's like
best neighborhood bar, the Holy Hound. Which I agree. I was just actually saying this to my dad, and he kind of like he's a photographer, so he was kind of putting it more into an aspect where I understood. Because I was just like, I love the way I'm like, I don't know, for me it just almost feels homey. Like, it's very homely, and I'm like, it's not just because I'm there all the time. it's very homely. Like,
down the street from
it's just one of those things that you just feel comfortable in. And he goes, well, yeah, that's because they use natural wood and, like, a whole lot of warm colors in that place. So I'm just like, oh, so that's kind of a trick, but it works.
Yeah, it appeals to the senses. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Best outdoor bar, Knickers Pub.
What the f-
It's God. The Heritage
oh,
Hills.
Heritage Hills.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah, best winery, Naylor Wine Cellars. I don't know.
Okay, to a wine tasting.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. You might as well try it to know. Be
like
fancy.
Winrich should be upset about that.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's very true.
What about Brown's? Brown's Orchard.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah, also true. So then the next section. This again kind of goes into that, like, really, and well, first one or two of them I can get, but like. Best barbershop. Okay.
PD and Smiling John's is
then,
fucking nice.
Yes. Yeah. But then the next one immediately below, and I'm like, why would you even make this a category?
Best
cancer treatment center.
Steve's face.
They give you filet mignons while you're
exactly right.
Chemo.
So then you're
you gotta keep your protein count
rid
up.
Of your lung cancer, but you're gritting some colon cancer with all the red meat.
Keep those poops regular.
That's right. But then, like, the next one, best cosmetic enhancement practice.
I'm getting my balls smoothened.
I don't need an image of your wrinkly balls, Marcus.
Nice. Well, they're not going to be wrinkly anymore.
Oh, man, Marcus.
I the best scrotal tuck you can get.
Oh, my God.
I will take one pluck and tuck, sir.
What are you plucking?
The excess skin away, obviously.
Oh, God.
I don't want anything plucked at me.
Exactly.
It's going to be tight like a hipster in a bomber jacket.
Next one down is like
men are lined across the street just to get the scrotal tuck.
Next three are pretty kind of like, okay, I can see where this would come in, like best dental practice, best facial, best fitness center, which I thought was funny because the JCC took that.
Best facial Jackson Street.
But
Jesus Christ. I can attest to that.
Can't we all?
The next one makes me laugh because it's best hospital. I mean, there's two hospitals in York,
yeah,
but still.
Do you think they're warring now? Like, haha, we're better than you. It says so.
Well, Memorial's actually, like, a tinier hospital.
I was saying, Memorial's never... Yeah, they advertise themselves, like, cuts, bruises, scrapes, come see us.
And yet,
chopped off fingers, heart attack, go to York.
Yeah, like, they specifically advertise themselves as a smaller hospital.
Yes. Right?
Because it's kind of, like, it's homelier. As opposed to York, where it's kind of like...
And everybody...
But York is definitely more of, like, the main hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now the rest of them, not quite as interesting or fun, really, to go over. But, yeah, those ones there just had me kind of laughing. I'm like, okay, but...
It's the best car dealership, like, what? Like, what? I want to know what goes into ranking that, because I feel like...
We should be on a panel for next year.
Yeah.
Well,
Trophy Husband's Day.
Well, I was saying, like, best podcast in York? I can't imagine there's too many other podcasts, quality podcasts coming out of York. Like, we should be a shoo-in for that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. They're going to make it a category, or we're just going to give it to ourselves.
You know what? We're giving it to ourselves this year.
Is there a comment section for this? Like, we're throwing in Trophy Husbands for best podcast. Like, okay, fine.
If Bush,
you know that
buy,
panel doesn't give a shit.
I was gonna say, if Bush can buy the election, we can make ourselves award winners.
Oh, actually, I forgot about this one. This one, there's two here. First off, best place for a girls' night out, White Rose. I'm just like, that's so specific. And then I was like, wait, where's the guys' night out? What up?
This ranking system is sexist.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
But then down below.
Where's my white privilege?
Where's my white male privilege? But then down below, best place to.
Don't have that over here.
Sorry.
Right down below that.
I'm just kidding, it actually is.
I was going to say.
I think I love it.
You obviously have never been stopped by the cops, being me.
Next thing below that, though, is best place to dance the Holy Hound.
What?
Yeah!
I've had some fun dancing times.
I have too, but at the same time, you don't go to the Hound to dance.
You're not trying to grind on anybody.
But you don't go to the Hound to dance.
I don't know.
Like,
one time, me and my friend Tarek, we went,
with just a few friends, and then we ended up dancing with some like 40-year-old women. It was cool. It was
it's
nice.
Of course, it's the Hound, but yeah. You don't go to the Hound to dance.
Exactly. That's my mentality. Like, yes, you can have a dancing, good time dancing.
Okay, there, what are you gonna put on, Murphs?
Yeah. Like
no, there was no best college bar. Murphs at the Depot.
Depot somehow pulls it out.
Depot, just Thursdays. Fucking Thursdays.
Exactly.
But yeah, best place to dance.
Yeah, I mean, other than Murphs, like...
I mean...
Has anyone ever been to Cobblestones since it reopened?
I went to Cobblestones, like...
Or is that even called that anymore?
Yeah, it's still Cobblestones. I haven't been there since it reopened.
Would not go back.
Yeah, it...
The outside was terrifying.
No, I'm sorry. I have been there. I was up there January or February at one point. I met some friends up there because I was living here. And, I mean, it's just same old cobblestones, really.
No way. I remember walking up one time, and because my buddy was really drunk, let's go to cobblestones. Like, I haven't been there in a while. And then I look inside. It looks kind of ratchet, more clubby. And then, like, we open the door to go. And it's like, guys, it's a $20 cover. I'm like, fuck that out.
There wasn't a $20 cover when I went, because God knows I wouldn't have paid that.
A $20 cover for that shit?
Yeah, I don't know why, but...
But, so yeah, that was... That list I just kind of found entertaining, and I'm just like...
Yeah.
We can make up shit, too. Like, that's fucking... I don't even know, but some of those choices are really atrocious. They are god-awful.
Best fair festival, the York Fair.
The York Fair, yeah.
Best local attraction, York Fair. York Fair double winner here. Ladies and
nope. I thought York Barbell, damn it.
That's exactly how it'd be though, like best weight made equipment in York Barbell.
Yeah, but they're picking categories where it's pretty much a shoe-in for certain things. And not only that, it's kind of like one person went around the square and it was like, well, I've seen all of York.
It's
now.
Downtown York, yeah.
A lot of it is just downtown York, exactly.
Let's just go down George Street. This looks good.
Well, a lot of people are coming in and out of this, so let's put this on the map. Best place to breathe air. White Rose!
Unless you cross over into Stogie's, then no.
Yeah. Best place to loiter. Bravino!
Best Pokemon stop.
Well, fuck that.
What's the detention center down on... Best
holding facility.
Best holding facility.
Prisoners have given this place 5 out of 5 stars.
They make sure you have toilet paper. It's nice.
9 out of 10 convicts would
recommend.
I'm just oh my god.
When there came out the cleanest asshole in New York, Pennsylvania. Worth it. You alright over there?
Marcus is done.
It's a personal story.
What? Going to jail?
No. Fuck no. Do you see how short I am? I need a life in jail. It's one of my life goals is to never go to jail for anything. And so far, so good. But no, like, with the fucking... rating system. I always make the joke, like, when you hook up with somebody and it's good, it's just like 10 out of 10 would recommend.
But, then moving on from that, for things that might make you upset, the things that are gonna definitely make a whole bunch of people upset. Me, I don't really care, because I don't watch a whole lot of TV or anything, but Netflix tax starts today in Pennsylvania. Now, this was on August 1st here.
Only in Pennsylvania?
Well, Pennsylvania passed a tax on,
It's not just Netflix.
It's so. Hulu. It's basically like any streaming material. Yeah.
Well, digital content too. Yeah. So if you're buying books, probably that'll.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. No. Hold on. Exemptions to the digital tax include newspaper, magazine subscriptions, purchases, blah 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 blah, textbooks purchased from or through accredited schools, the resale of digital products.
Well, it looks like you're right.
It probably is going to be like if I'm buying a book off Amazon for my Kindle, it's probably going to be, it's a 6% tax sales.
And if you're buying textbooks from your school, there are going to be expenses. We're screwing you anyway. It's no big deal.
But, yeah, so I know a lot of people were upset about that one. And, you know, they just also, not that it really matters for any of us, but I heard from a bunch of people because they also all got pissed off because they just raised taxes on cigarettes as well by like a buck. or something like that.
That actually came through now?
Yeah, yeah. So now, like, yeah. If you go to buy cigarettes or something, it's like $7 now for a regular pack. It's what somebody was telling me earlier today, actually.
Cigarettes are always cheaper in Pennsylvania. And they said that they were going to follow through with that law, like, a year ago. Like, I thought it was going to be implemented, like, last October, but...
Now, from what I heard, it actually went through now.
Okay. Gotcha.
So, yeah. So, Pennsylvania just raising them taxes!
Yeah. Which, I mean...
Trying to be Maryland.
Yeah.
Thanks to Obama.
What?
I don't know.
This is thanks, Tom Wolf.
Fucking millennials blaming everyone.
Gotta take millennials. It's all your fault.
I blame Reagan.
Speaking of millennials, like, there was I heard there's a statistic.
Actually, I have something on that. Then
there's a statistic that millennials are the generation that are getting delayed least.
I saw that. I saw that.
Yeah, who would have thought the people running around playing Pokemon aren't getting laid?
Not only that, it's just like so much fucking other stimulation is going on.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's just like, hey man.
Does your hand count as getting laid? Yeah,
does Jill count?
She's a nice woman.
Marge is like, don't you say bad about Jill.
Yeah, she throws a tiny wig best. On it and there you go.
Oh, God.
Draw a little lipstick on it.
Hello, friends.
Hello.
And here we go.
Whoa, you know I'm sensitive down there. You gotta take it easy.
Whoa, calm down. But,
don't get it in my hair, Steve. I'll do what I want.
Jesus Christ.
Just to go halfway political here for a second, because you were just saying about Reagan. I was listening to this NPR thing the other day, where they were talking to this guy who's Republican, like, been a Republican since, like, the 70s kind of thing, and he's just like, you know, Trump is really our fault. And well, no, he goes, Trump is literally what the Republican Party has been building up to for years, because the Republican Party has been always trying to sell themselves as the party of the people, of the average regular man, and, like, then sell the Democrats as, like, the more intelligent, snobby people. And he's just like, but the thing is that all the people we are convincing them to vote in were still smart people, like Ronald Reagan and George H. Bush and all that kind of stuff, or George W. H. Bush. And he's like, they were still smart people. He goes, now we have Donald Trump as our candidate. And this is because we've been trying to sell this kind of mentality, and now it's come full front because we actually had a candidate that is that mentality.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't understand, like, everything he said, he's just invincible. Because everyone's just like, he can totally contradict himself, and no one gives a shit.
I mean, literally in the same sentence.
Yes.
You can do that when you have fuck tons of money and a medium to speak with.
Mm-hmm. You can call that speaking. If you can call what he does speaking.
Shit talking.
He's basically just like an X-Men supervillain.
He's worse than Magneto.
He's the people who are trying to, like, get the Mutant Registration Act passed. The real evil.
That's true.
Yep.
But going on to something else, I don't know if you guys got to see this. I sent this article. It made me laugh. Man spends 10 days in airport waiting for internet girlfriend.
That guy was horrifying.
What the fuck?
Yes, he was. Yes,
happens to the best of us, bro.
And then you see the picture of the girl, and you're like,
I can understand. But at the same time, it's just like, there's no way this is real. Like, this girl is a 55-year-old man. But BBC reports, 41-year-old Alexander Kirk flew from his native Holland to China to meet a 26-year-old woman with whom he'd struck up an online relationship 2 months earlier. It goes on to say,
no, honey, no.
The dude sits in the airport for 10 days until he actually got taken to the hospital because of physical exhaustion.
Like, what?
Well, he played the fucking long con. That's what he did, not the long con, but the long game. Like, he was waiting there just like, all of that sweet talking is about to pay off.
Did she show up, though?
No, exactly. She said she wanted to continue the relationship.
Well, she said she was out of town first off.
Oh my God.
And she wasn't actually expecting him to come in, but she was out of town first off. And then, like, when they reached out to her, she's just like, yeah, like, I'd still be interested in continuing a relationship and blah, 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 blah. Oh, it's like, God. Good God.
Well, do we even know if they actually got in contact, like, voice
That's
contact?
What I was saying. Like, why, I have no why idea. Are you waiting so long if you can, like, contact that person?
That's some straight-up catfish.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I'm just like, dude, come on. Come on.
I hear Holland's a really nice place. Like, Netherlands, people just... Women just change their clothes in public, no big deal. Come on, what's wrong with you, dude?
But when I do that...
And if you're gonna have, like, a Chinese, like, online bride, get just mail order bride. She can come to you, like... You didn't think this through very clearly.
That just reminds me of fucking Aqua Teen. Like, the mail order... Just the mail order bride from Chechnya! Just, and they're fucking married. She's marrying Carl, and they can't say his last name. Just like, it's Bertan Nanaluski. None of this matters. Just say Smith. Just say Jones. But yeah, dude, he got himself worked the fuck up because he was trying.
He thought he was going to get him some.
Yeah, like, yeah, I think. Not in that extreme of a case, obviously, but it happens to the best of us.
Yeah, but I mean, I wait like maybe an hour to get laid. After that, I'm like, later.
And I would fly 1,000 miles, and I would fly 1,000 more just to wait in an airport for 10 days.
Oh my God.
While I'm out here trying to score.
She's a no-show.
No, I'm just fucking. <sorry. laughs> But, I mean, it happens to every... But, like, after a while, I'm just either, like, she's either not coming or her plane went down. Like, that's how my mind works.
She gone.
Is she gone, bro?
She's gone.
I will point out that he is a Gen Xer.
He is a Gen Xer.
So, for being millennials not getting laid, that's a Gen Xer. Just throwing it out there.
He's waiting for that interest to accrue. Like a motherfucker. But damn, like, 10 fucking days?
Yeah, like, to the point where he was physically exhausted, had to be taken to the hospital.
Bro, you're in the fucking
airport. Yeah, like, what are you doing in the airport that's exhausting?
Furiously masturbating and not eating. Like, what the fuck,
you know, he wasn't drinking. He was waiting for that girl. He didn't.
After 10 days, I'd be pretty tired of Chinese food.
Yeah.
And I will.
But, take me to the hospital. I'm turning into Chinese.
I think he's turning into Chinese.
His stomach is just turning to stir fry.
Yes.
I spent a day. I could not do 10 days. I just couldn't do it. Man, just
in an airport or China?
Let's be specific. Oh, China? An airport? Yeah.
No, Marcus would love it in China. He's like, I'm taller than all of you!
Well, maybe half of you, but I'll take it.
Hey, that would be 500 million people.
Yeah.
That's more than it is here.
I'm not beating everybody, but I'm beating somebody. It's that medal that counts. Put it on me.
Then I'm walking above everybody. God, where the fuck is Yao Ming? I need someone on my level to hang out with.
I saw this meme where it's just like, fucking China has 11, like, 7 plus foot tall people. Right. Can't fucking get rebounds and get boards.
Yeah.
They got beat, like, 119 to 60. It was a fucking massacre.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, the Olympics have started. I forgot about that.
Yeah, the Olympics started this past Friday. I have not watched anything.
We watched some swimming last night before we went out.
Is that with Michael Phelps and them?
He hasn't gone yet.
No, I think he goes tonight.
I remember that women's girlfriend girls got silver. Men's got a couple silver. Or the men's were disappointing.
I think they got all... Oh, no, I saw that they got, like, 3 silver medals or something like that.
But, yeah, the men's were pretty disappointing. I don't know if Michael Phelps still got it, but the funny thing is my friend Ben, who I work with, Michael Phelps is from Baltimore, and my friend Ben used to be a pretty prolific swimmer. Not nearly as good as Michael Phelps, but he went to school for swimming. So he swam against Michael Phelps 5 times in his life.
Oh, wow.
So, and, yeah, He blazes
him away. He blew him away each time.
One time, Michael Phelps didn't show up. So
he got a default DQ'd win.
And then
I beat Michael Phelps.
Ben won the race. He has it framed in his room.
Ben Imick number 1, Michael Phelps 8. The printout was like, yep, I fucking beat Michael Phelps.
Hey, gotta take them where you can get them, right. Especially against someone like Michael Phelps.
Mm-hmm. Just gonna tone his grandkids that story.
I beat the great Michael Phelps.
That's good. That's like a great bar story. It was like, hey ladies, let me tell you how I beat Michael Phelps so I'd fall.
So that's cool, I guess.
You could say that he didn't stand a chance.
That's really cool. Are you gonna pay for our drinks or what? I'll take an apple martini.
And she'll take a Grey Goose.
Yeah. Grey Goose double.
A bottle. Bottle service, please.
Well, fuck that. That's a
bad experience with bottle service?
No,
it's just the concept in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I agree.
Like, let's all right, pay like 4 times more for something you could have just bought and pre-gamed with.
Yeah, yeah.
But so yeah. Oh my god. Sorry. Because we were just, it took forever to go out on Saturday night as well, but we got out a bit earlier, and so I was pre-ing really hard, and then I was like, I'm not going to be spending $7 on a beer for like 2 hours, so I brought my flask in. So my friend Kelsey brings it down, and I have to like stick it, like they like pat you down and everything. It's like, hopefully there's not a wand and they don't touch my junk because it's right there. And it's like, okay, I can't see anything. It's like, all right. So every time, like, we on the dance floor hanging out and then just get down real low. And it looks like I'm touching myself.
I'm about to say, to put it back.
It's my song!
So you look like every other guy in there.
Yeah. With less hair gel.
That's just personal safety.
I'm pretty tan now, so I kind of fit in, but...
you always gotta touch your dick to make sure it doesn't run away. It's protective.
Oh, that was just it, though. The other day, Luke came, and it's the first time that I'd seen him in, like, a month, as he was saying. And, like, he's super tan from it working at the lake and everything, and now he cut his hair, and I was like, who the hell is this man? I don't know who you are!
So, yeah, one day when I was going to work, like, the day after I got cut, we have a dude who just directs parking sometimes. And we have, like, the staff parking. We just, like, all in a row on one side of the parking lot. And I drive up. I wave to him. And then he's, like, pointing me, over here. But I was like, what are you doing? Like, I'm the fucking manager. Back off, dude. And so I, like, pull up. I park. And he's at my window. And he goes, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like,
I'm parking.
He's like, oh, sorry. I didn't recognize you with your hair. So you're gonna talk to a customer like that?
Yeah,
you're
right? Like,
Jesus Christ.
A little abrasive, bro.
A little bit.
What the fuck, man? It's a park over here. Staff only. Get out, you fucking plebe. So, totally different story. Let's switch gears here. I was telling Nick, I think it was a while ago. No, it was like a week or so ago. Some dude at fucking Busch Gardens got drunk as shit and attacked one of the flamingos there.
And his name was Hammer Simpson.
What?
No.
His name was
Luke.
I'll have to, like,
Luke's like, you think you're tall?
Yeah. I can stand on one leg, fuck you. Whatever.
Who the fuck attacks, like, a flamingo?
Like, I've never been to Busch Gardens. Is it like an exhibit, sort of? Or they're just kind of like around? Or?
No, it's an amusement park.
Yeah, it's an amusement park.
I know it's an amusement park, but the flamingo part.
Oh,
of it,
like, I don't know. I'm thinking it might be something like Parrish has, like, the Zoo America, right, kind of thing.
Probably.
I don't know. I've never been there.
An enclosed area, probably.
Yeah, no, was it an actual flamingo?
Yeah,
it's a fucking flamingo.
It's one of those big plastic flamingos. Fuck you!
Well, that one wouldn't be so out of the blue. Like, I'm sure you look it up, you can find plenty of flamingo lawn ornaments that have been destroyed by drunk people throughout the years.
Yeah, motherfucker was looking at me funny.
Fucking stone eyes.
Thousand yard stare, bro. His little beady eyes were just staring at me.
You see, he's coming right for me, bro. I couldn't do anything. But no, he, like, reached over and just beat the shit out of a fucking 19-year-old flamingo.
It was the... How bad was flamingo?
No, the flamingo fucking died.
What?
Like, holy, yeah, like, shit. He beat it up and damn near, like, in the fight, like, damn near ripped its foot off and, like, fucked it up. Yeah!
That's Jesus. Vicious. So I'm assuming...
He got
a little drunk in public, probably, and then...
No, he's arrested.
Like, yeah, animal cruelty.
Yeah, arrested with, like, a fucking bail of $5,000.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I like to have a good time as much as the next guy, but you have a problem if you drink too much that you're getting into fights with flamingos so that won't kill him.
Yeah, what motivates you to do that?
That's what I wonder. Like, what was going through that guy's mind? Just like,
I've never had flamingo before.
Yeah. Flamingo burgers.
He was on bath salts and he's just like eating it raw flamingo.
Or he's just like
fucking flamingo. Like, what the fuck?
Or he's just like that.
He's using effort. His leg as a toothpick. Whoa!
Flamingo.
I feel elegant.
But he's like, oh god, like
jealous of how pink
I love animals. I'm just a little fucked up.
He made a bib out of its skin.
Made a fucking mask. I am the pink one.
He walks out with like a feather, like
help.
Yeah, it's just like
he's got the beak on his like a unicorn on his head.
Turned its leg into a pimp cane.
Oh my god!
After the toothpick or before?
He used one reach. Yeah. He's walking with one as the cane. He's like,
yeah. Yeah. See, what kind of drunken dick face just fights a flamingo?
That gets into a fight with a kangaroo.
The supervillain for the backdoor diddler, the flamingo.
The flamingo.
The flamingo. Yes!
He's just chilling there, like, what the fuck did I do?
We're making our whole comic universe here now, guys.
The flamingo.
Wait a minute. I thought the backdoor diddler was a criminal as well.
I'm just gonna make him a superhero. Fuck it.
Yeah, it could be like those villains that have their own supervillain, like how
don't
get along.
Right, okay, yep, there we go. That works.
They're forced to work together to take down one common goal.
Like the Sinister Six for Spider-Man?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But, like, I can't get over, like...
That's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
The flamingo.
Fucking A, man.
I just want to know, like, what was that dude putting back? Like, was he just, like... I'm drunk off Bush at Bush Gardens.
He's probably like, where's the beer? There's no Bush around here. Trying to squeeze it out of the flamingo.
He's like, this is a tap.
He's like, no, right?
He had to feel fucking manly.
Sir, it's just spraying blood.
The blood of my enemies.
Doesn't get me drunk.
He had something to prove after just drinking nothing but sex on the beaches.
He's like, I could be a man. Watch me take out this pink bird.
Fucking with extreme prejudice.
That's like, another thing. Like, I hate when you go somewhere and people just like, you can fucking drink that. That's a girl drink. And I'm just like, I'll drink whatever the fuck I want. Like, yeah.
Oh well, you know, I don't think we talked about it on the podcast. But, or no, we did, because I was saying about the messy twister. But I don't know if I got into the one part where later that night we were playing Cards Against Humanity, and it was myself, Amber, Alex, and her roommate Rachel, and we're chilling, and they had just had all very sweet girly drinks, like Seagram's, Smirnoff Ice, and the Jack Daniel Mixers stuff. Which I can put back like a couple of those at a time, but then at one point I'm just like, this is too much sugar. Like I could do like two or three and I'm like, this is too much sugar. And
that's
I'm
the worst part of them.
I'm just like, Alex, I need to drink an actual beer or two. I'm stealing a couple of your dad's beers. Like I just like, I can't do this.
It happened.
But on that note, guys, it's been a good episode, but I am getting a little toasty, so let's call
it. Not too
bad,
but it's starting to heat up. We're like cookies in here.
Slowly baking and rising.
Yeah.
I'm glistening. That's pretty cool.
I have a radiant glow. Alright, you can find me. It's Marcus. That's me. You were gonna say something fucking.
No, I wasn't. Why'd you pause? I was wondering why you paused.
You had that
look. As I glinted your eye.
I was waiting. I was gonna parry the fuck out of that.
Alright, I wasn't.
Press X to dodge.
It's like, why are you stopping? Why are you stopping? Why aren't you saying something? You're the dick here. Why aren't you saying something?
Stop hitting yourself. I'm not touching you. Fuck you, Luke. But yeah, QUEZMAV, that is for the Twitter and the Gram thing with the Insta and all that stuff. And then SIRMAV is the Snapchat.
For Luke
That's me.
Is that you? Say, talking to the third person there.
The sleepy dude that's really hungover most of the time.
The sleepy, lazy dude.
Been driving too much. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at HUKE_LOOVER. On Snapchat, just HookLoover, previously, minus the underscore.
Steve, you'll see me out there with the flamingo and the backdoor diddler.
You can also pee next to Steve.
yes, he's wearing a shirt. He says you can pee next to him. I am Nick, and you can find me on the Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. Actually, I just got my first random Snapchat follower the other day, so woo!
Oh, yeah.
Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter, all under NLENZ42, that's NLENZ42. You can also hook up with us on the official Trophy Husbands Twitter at TheTrueTrophies. And don't forget that we're also now on YouTube, no videos yet, but podcast episodes, if that's where you prefer to go for it, at The True Hofi. The True Ho Husbands. Yes, The True Ho Husbands. Hey. The True Trophy Husbands. Words. But on top of that, then, everyone look for new episodes to drop on Trophy Tuesdays, and have a good week.
Thank you.